Welcome to Inspiring Voices, a podcast series with influential women leaders, an inspiring initiative by EY's Women's Fast Forward program that is dedicated to women leading the way to inclusivity. At EY, we believe in the power of small actions to create a ripple effect of positive change, inspiring others to follow suit. Our mission is to cultivate an environment that not only includes, but also empowers women to drive societal progress. Hello and warm greetings to all. My name is Abhinav Johri, and as a partner in technology consulting at EY India, I'm thrilled to be your host for this episode of our podcast series. In this series, we celebrate the remarkable achievements of distinguished women leaders and share their stories to motivate and provide guidance to other women carving their own path to success. We invite you to join us in this journey of celebration and empowerment. Before we introduce today's esteemed guest, I would like to share an insightful update, and that's very interesting to know. We may not necessarily be aware that the average number of women serving on boards within our sector has notably increased to 20% in 2023. This progress is a result of companies going beyond the minimum requirements and actively appointing more women to their boards. Although women currently hold approximately 1.6% of executive positions, especially in the technology industry, there is still a major gap to bridge in executive roles when compared to other sectors. Let's delve into these topics in today's episode. And now, without further ado, let's welcome our guest for today's episode. We are so honored to welcome Ira Agarwal, Chief Marketing Officer at Versa Technologies. And let me take a moment to introduce Ira further. She is a distinguished global business and technology leader with over 24 years of rich experience in the technology industry. She is renowned for her visionary leadership, award-winning performance, and dedication to drive both business and social impact. And this is not where it ends. Ira serves on the board of multiple organizations, further showcasing her commitment to excellence and community involvement. She's also the part of Wharton Business School Advanced Management Program. Ira, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Your extensive career and accomplishments are truly inspiring, and I'm very excited to talk to you for your deeper insights into your experiences and your current journey. Thank you for joining us on behalf of EY.
Thank you, Abhinav, for the lovely introduction. It's an immense pleasure to be on the EY podcast. I'm delighted to be here and share my insights with your wonderful audience. I hope our discussion inspires more women to chase their dreams and make a difference in their respective fields.
So, Ira, the first question to you, which I'm sure is on minds of many people listening out there. Given your extensive experience in technology, business, board roles, and the social work you have been engaging with, could you please share the key milestones and highlights of your professional journey with us?
Sure, Abhinav. My career has been both diverse and rewarding. I have 24 years of IT experience, started my career with TCS, and have worked for prestigious organizations like HCL America, Companil, Techspan, Headstrong, and Genpact. Currently, I work as Chief Marketing Officer at Versa Technologies and serve as a board member for multiple organizations operating in various sectors, including technology, ESG, finance, and investment. I'm a certified independent women director and also ESG impact leader by the Indian Institute of Corporate Affairs, an executive alumni of ISB and National Association of Impact Leaders. I'm also the fellow member of board stewardship, member of IOD, CII, Indian Women Network, and mentor my board. My key milestone highlights the significant accomplishments of my career. I have spearheaded profitable growth for top organizations and their Fortune 500 clients, established innovation and technical centers that have driven significant business impact. I formulated and implemented ESG and DEI initiatives, provided strategic foresight, visionary leadership, and valuable insights to various boards Integrating with sustainability and high governance standards, I've helped the organizations to build the culture of trust, collaboration, partnership, and integrity. Beyond my professional career, I'm deeply committed to social impact. I mentor women in tech and corporate sectors, support numerous women empowerment initiatives, nurture young talent, adopt underprivileged schools, and work towards UN SDG Goal 4 for inclusive and equitable quality education. Recently, I embarked on an incredible learning journey at an Ivy League institution, the Wharton School, studying advanced management concepts, tools, and techniques. This experience is helping me explore business trends and challenges, gaining a broader perspective on international markets and economics. I strongly believe in the power of taking risks, the importance of continuous learning, and the value of resilience, adaptability, and effective communication. These qualities have helped me in my development and emergence as a leader.
That's very impressive, Ira. In fact, while I was listening to you, your vast experience, exposure, your involvement, I would only just wonder why somebody would not be inspired when we are speaking with each other. That's fantastic. And frankly, many congratulations for having such a wide contribution in so many spheres of life. Great
Thank
stuff.
You.
Yeah. We did speak about some of the important topics. So, and I want to pick some of them out of them. And I would want you to please elaborate on the importance of ESG and DEI initiatives in today's corporate landscape, because we know that every organization in today's time have been very honestly thinking about to drive environmental impact, gender impact, and these initiatives often encompasses all the efforts in those areas. So please do elaborate for our listeners. And also, I would love to know, how have you driven the impact in these areas, and how have you overcome the challenges which you might have faced?
Yes, Abhinav. ESG and DEI are important in modern business because they show a company's dedication to being sustainable and ethical. They are not just the trending terms. They are essential for the future of responsible business. They help organizations focus not just on financial profits, but also on their effects on the environment, society, and workplace fairness. In my different roles, I have driven comprehensive ESG and DEI strategies, integrating them into the core business strategy. This included setting measurable goals, developing policies, and ensuring accountability at all the levels of the organizations. Our business practices aim to positively impact the world and ensure everyone has the chance to succeed. I have launched programs to support various communities, including mentorship and scholarship for young women and children. Our diverse boards and leadership teams ensures a wide range of perspective in decision-making. An inclusive workplace culture promotes innovation and increases employee satisfaction. Implementing ESG and DEI initiatives definitely comes with several challenges. Overcoming ingrained biases and building a culture that fully embraces diversity and inclusion can be difficult. It can be challenging to quantify the impact of ESG and DEI initiatives, requiring robust data collection and analysis to track progress and demonstrate benefits. It is also tough to secure adequate resources and funding for these initiatives during economic uncertainty. Maintaining long-term commitment to these initiatives requires ongoing effort and vigilance to ensure they remain a priority within the organization. Ensuring uniformity in ESG and DEI efforts across global operations is complex due to varying cultural norms and regulatory environments. These challenges require robust strategies and sustained effort to achieve meaningful impact.
Fantastic, Ira. And you know, as I'm reflecting along with you, and that thought pops up into my mind. What we notice in general is that given the life realities, there are times when women do take, a step back, and they do definitely do a lot for their families, sacrifice a lot. But then we have very successful women like you out there making an impact. And I think you are a perfect role model, Ira. You know, so the question which comes in my mind, that as a role model like yourselves in technology, what would you think are the most effective ways or strategies for the organizations to promote gender diversity and support women's career advancements so that one day they are able to get to the leadership and eventually be on boards as well?
Promoting gender diversity and supporting women in IT and on board requires comprehensive strategies. It is important to establish a mentorship network, connecting women with experienced leaders for guidance, support, and advocacy can significantly impact their career progression. Tailored leadership programs for women are also essential to boost their skills and confidence. Development of an inclusive workplace culture, training employees on unconscious bias, valuing diverse voices, and supporting work-life balance with flexible work options are extremely important. Showcasing successful women on boards and in IT through awards, speaking opportunities, women-oriented events, and media profiles can inspire future leaders. Regularly checking and analyzing gender diversity also helps ensure progress and accountability. Also, encouraging girls to pursue careers in STEM from a young age helps build a pipeline of female talent. ERGs for women provide a community for sharing experiences, offering support and networking, and also creating a sense of belongingness and empowerment. Returnship programs support women returning from career breaks, helping them reintegrate into the workforce and continue their career progression. By integrating these strategies, organizations can not only support women, but also leverage their diverse skills to enhance organizational innovation and performance.
Absolutely agree. And you know, I remember while we were speaking in the beginning, we did speak about your you being on multiple boards, and you have had quite a journey, excuse me, for being on the board. Now, I think this is the right time when we talk about your knowledge, your wisdom, experience, which has enabled you to be there where you are today. And then also bring in the fact that ESG and corporate governance are two important tenets of any board duties in these times. I mean, we have seen organizations being pulled up on bad corporate governance. We have seen organizations being questioned on them doing very less for the environmental or in general ESG initiative. So very keen to know that how can your board knowledge on where variety of technology matters, ESG matters, corporate governance initiatives, how can they really enhance the strategic decision making and innovation within an organization when someone like you is on the board? How does it play a greater role?
My board knowledge in technology, ESG, and corporate governance can significantly enhance strategic decision-making and innovation. By integrating cutting-edge technologies, promoting sustainable practices, and ensuring robust governance, I enable informed and ethical decisions that drive efficiency, attract investors, and create responsible innovation. With the expertise in technology, I guide the adoption of solutions like AI, which is artificial intelligence, data analytics, and automation to improve operations and enhance customer experiences. My understanding of ESG principles helps the organization to adopt sustainable practices, meeting regulatory requirements, and boosting reputations while attracting socially conscious investors. A robust governance framework, establish and promote transparency, accountability, and sound risk management, leading to reliable and strategic decision-making. Aligning technology advancements with ESG principles and strong governance ensures the organization's long-term success and stability.
Very nice. I think some of the points which you mentioned, Ira, about how the topical knowledge can really enable board members in general to be very impacting and contributing. And I know from my own experiences that when somebody takes on board positions, they do take on very pertinent, active, topical roles. And I think that's where the depth of knowledge becomes very important in order to continue to provide the strategic advice. So I will really agree and very rightly mention. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we are almost there towards the end of this lovely conversation era. But before I let you go, I want to touch upon something very personal to your career journey. We all know, like we have heard right in the beginning of the podcast, you have been honored with several prestigious awards. In fact, including the Ionic Women Director Award and recognition as a top female role model. What significance do these accolades hold for you, and how do they really align with your dedication to serving humanity and society at large?
Abhinav, receiving awards like Iconic Women Director and being recognized as a top female role model is incredibly humbling. These honors reflect the hard work of everyone involved in innovation, leadership, and promoting gender equality, diversity, and inclusivity. They showcase the collective impact of those who contribute as technology leaders, serve as efficient board members, and make social impact through initiatives aimed at uplifting women and children. Such honors inspires me to keep encouraging young girls and women to pursue careers in STEM, and also encourages me to continue making meaningful contributions to the society.
Indeed, absolutely. Great. You know, with your breadth of knowledge and fantastic strategic acumen, they are very, very impressive. And thank you for joining us on Elevator Head Dialogues and for providing such valuable perspectives. I'm so sure that our listeners today have so much to take away and so much to learn. And I really wish this conversation inspires a lot many people out there. They really, you know, one day they should be there where you are. And we all wish, with so much of the work which you have done in the industry and in the society, there's so much good yet to be happened. So Ira, thank you very much once again for joining us.
Thank you, Abhinav. I hope my podcast will inspire women to become strong leaders, embrace their potential, and follow their dreams with confidence and determination. I want to encourage them to take on leadership roles, innovate, and drive change in their respective industry. In fact, I would like to inculcate a sense of community and support among women, promoting mentorship and collaboration to help them succeed and thrive both personally and professionally. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure, Ira. Thank you to our listeners for joining us today. We sincerely hope the insights and stories shared have been both inspiring and enlightening. Remember, the journey continues with our next feature of Inspiring Voices, a podcast series with influential women leaders, where we will bring to light more tales of trailblazing women leaders who are shaping the future and sparking innovation. Stay tuned for further empowering discussions and invaluable wisdom from these formidable leaders. Until we meet again, continue to strive for excellence, lead with purpose, and contribute to the change you wish to see in the world. Thanks once again. This is your host, Abhinav, signing off on the podcast today.